Welcome back to another episode of the Velocity Cast. This week's topic is simple but profound, and I want to take a brief step back because I was actually having this conversation with somebody the other day. I record this podcast almost entirely for myself, in the sense that these are things that I have thought about during the week, things that I have dealt with, things that I have realized I'm not doing enough of or doing too much of. And so this podcast is less about trying to make something for people and more about just recording my own thoughts that I needed to be reminded of. And this is certainly one of those things. And the topic of this week is not losing sight of the things we have and the beautiful things in our life, which is very easy to do when we are thinking about the things we are pursuing and we are thinking about what we want to accomplish next. So if you have high goals, if you have aspirations, if you want to accomplish great things, I certainly do. And this is a balance that I struggle with often because I get impatient because there's so much that I want to do. And we can debate the merits of whether that is healthy or unhealthy or the degree to which it's healthy or whatever. But point being, there's a lot of stuff that I want to do. And time is a limited resource, and it's easy to feel like you are behind the curve. I certainly feel that way many days. And so the emphasis and the focus is placed on the next step, the next move, the future, where we are heading, right? And the focus needs to be there partially so that we can maintain that focus and continue to charge forward. But what can happen is if you never take a moment or moments to appreciate the progress that has been made, to reflect on the blessings that you have, the things in your life that are going well, the things about your life that you enjoy, it can very quickly spiral, and you can very quickly succumb to the anxiety and the stress of the constant pursuits that you are chasing. So it's important to take time to step back, to reflect. And part of this requires carving out some time to sit and think and to be bored, which is an incredibly important practice that we'll discuss. But part of it is just intentionally reminding yourself and having some type of regular reminder or regular journaling time or something where you can actually reflect on the good things. And so the first piece is actually carving out time to think. It's very easy if you are trying to get a lot done to fill every moment of your schedule, every moment of your day, and to never really have time to think about any of those things or reflect on how things are going. If you cram your day too much, if your schedule is too full, if you are running from one thing to the next, if you do not have the time to, you know, gather your thoughts in between, it's very difficult to course correct or to notice and recognize when things may not be going well or when things need to be adjusted. And things need to be constantly adjusted. So you may be putting a lot of effort into something that isn't working, and you don't recognize it right away. And so you keep charging forward, you keep pushing, you keep pushing, you keep pushing. And those efforts are really not resulting in anything or not creating any meaningful change. And if you never have that reflection time, if you never step back and look at the big picture, it's very easy to continue putting too much effort, rather, into things that are no longer serving you or that aren't having the effect that you thought they would. So that's thing number one. I like to build in time at the end of each week to really look back and specifically to look back at the positives or some of the positive moments from that week and genuinely trying to re-experience the joy of those moments can be incredibly powerful, especially if you jot down a couple thoughts about it afterwards. So this practice was written about in the book Design Your Work Life by some Stanford professors who run the behavioral design lab there. And essentially, part of it is, one, determining for yourself what a meaningful life is to you, what a good life is to you, like actually reflecting on some of these deeper, you know, thought topics. But once you've done that, taking time at the end of each week to actually look back on specific positive moments and trying to very vividly re-experience those moments and re-experience those feelings. And this can be a really powerful tool and a powerful thing when done well. And just doing that at the end of each week can be a really good way to ground you and to help you appreciate where you are. So I think that particular practice can be really helpful. One thing that I know I've talked about before in my daily journaling is I always try to focus on a daily win, you know, something that really went well that day. Maybe it's something that I accomplished. Maybe it's something that was unexpected that was positive. Like, you know, there was a day recently where I thought my day was going to be slammed and something got moved around and I ended up just having some quiet time in the afternoon to kind of just get a cup of coffee and sit and read and reflect a little bit. And having those pockets of time is really valuable to me when they pop up. So things like that become, you know, wins for the day that I like to reflect on. But point being, between this daily journal and this weekly journal, is you are intentionally carving out time to focus on the good and on the positives. If you combine this with genuine gratitude, if you really reflect on the blessings that you have more than you reflect on the frustrations, all of these little actions spiral into a massive mindset shift, and they change the way that you think about the world around you. If you can be more positive and grateful and optimistic, if you can reflect on being satisfied with where you are, and we'll talk about the delicate balance here, because obviously if you want to accomplish great things, you can't be too satisfied with where you are. There has to be some level of discontent, some level of wanting more, which is also important. But if you never let yourself experience that satisfaction with what you have, it can become detrimental. So again, going back to that Designing Your Work Life book, in that book in particular, one of the main points of emphasis is on this concept of good enough for now, which I actually think is really powerful if we break it down. So if you are frustrated at work, for example, if you don't really like your job, if you're trying to look for the next thing, but if that same job that is frustrating you is providing a good living, if you're making good money, if you're working with people that you like, even if other aspects of the job aren't great, then learning to reflect and say, you know, this isn't necessarily where I want to be long term, but this is good enough for now. You know, I'm able to support myself. I'm able to put money away. I'm able to, you know, work with some people who I enjoy working with. Maybe the commute isn't that bad, so the job itself isn't great, but it's, you know, gives you some freedom and flexibility. Whatever it is, there are going to be benefits to every situation in life if you look hard enough for them. And so learning to frame things in terms of good enough for now can be a really important and beneficial practice, because it allows you to kind of reframe those temporary frustrations in the context of the bigger picture and appreciate the beauty of where you are, or the beautiful aspects of where you are. But the important piece here is it also leaves room for improvement. It leaves room for the next thing, the next step. So it's not about being complacent. It's about appreciating where you are and understanding that there's still room to grow, but not necessarily being dissatisfied that you're not there yet. And that, I think, is a very important distinction and a very difficult distinction to come to, and certainly something that took me a long time to realize, and something that I certainly still struggle with, is we can be satisfied and appreciative of where we are in life at this moment while still wishing and hoping and working towards more. And that balance, that dichotomy, I think is absolutely essential for those with big goals to actually be happy. Because it's a slippery slope when you have big goals, when you want to accomplish impressive things, to get caught up on that hedonic treadmill where you just keep saying, oh, I'll be happy when I get X. I'll be happy when I get the next promotion. I'll be happy when, you know, we move into the new house. I'll be happy when this happens. And when you keep pushing those goalposts back, when you keep chasing that accomplishment just for the sake of more, the initial excitement very quickly fades and you realize that you need to go chase after the next thing or you're unhappy. And so this concept of good enough for now, this concept of being satisfied but not complacent, that balance, that dichotomy is essential if you want to be happy now, which is critical because if you can't learn to be happy now, if you can't learn to appreciate what you have now, then you certainly are not going to be happy when you achieve more or when you check that next box. So to everybody out there who may have big dreams, big goals, to everybody who, you know, is continuing to push forward and challenge themselves and trying to grow and trying to achieve that next thing, also learn to embrace the mindset of good enough for now. Don't lose sight of the beauty and the beautiful things that you have in your life at this moment. You know, don't allow that to make you complacent, but appreciate what you've already accomplished on the road to accomplishing that next thing. So until next time, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend.